Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of our special guests.
Mike, I'm excited to see what God's got in store for us. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, hallelujah. There is a sweet presence of the Lord in the building right now. I hope you can sense it. It is here. Praise the Lord. And I have an air of expectancy tonight in my heart for those that have come in need of healing. We have seen God do marvelous things all around the world for many, many years. And it's just a joy and a privilege to gather together in an atmosphere of expectation and faith so that we can allow God to be great in our lives the way He wants to be. Amen. So let's pray for just a moment. Father, again, we thank you for the praise and the worship. We thank you for the precious souls that just gave their hearts, Lord, to you. We thank you, Lord God, for the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. For anyone in this building tonight that has come with sickness in their body or with aches or pains or things that are not right, things that they need to have your power repair or fix or replace, whatever the case may be, we thank you, Lord, that we come to you with an open heart. We come to you with an expectant heart. And we believe that when we reach out in faith and honor your word and act upon the simple promises placed in your word, that you will do your part to bring healing to each and every soul, every person in this place that needs to receive from your hand tonight. So we thank you, Lord. We expect testimonies. We expect good reports. We expect miracles, signs, and wonders. And we praise and we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody that agrees with that said together, amen. Okay, have a seat, everybody, please. We're going to take a little bit of time and go over some verses so that we can develop a platform of faith for what God wants to do. And because of this, I want us all to turn in our Bibles to John chapter 14. We're going to look at just a few verses. We're going to talk a little bit about what God wants for people when they are sick, because there's many people, believe it or not, that don't know what God wants. They're not sure. And so they waffle between faith and fear, and you cannot do that. When you're going to receive your faith, you have to sweep out all the fear and all the doubt that may creep into your mind, because doubt is the enemy of our faith. And so in John chapter 14, Jesus is having a discussion with his disciples before he goes to the cross. He knows it's about to happen, so he's having these last few minutes with his disciples. And he says in the 12th verse, this would be from John 14 and the 12th verse, he says to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father." So he said, the works that he does, we can also and we should also be doing. But then he also says, greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. We just witnessed the greater works. When these people came down front and gave their hearts to the Lord, that is the greater work. The work of the Holy Spirit inside, bringing someone to a saving knowledge of Christ, where the old man is passed away by the power of God and all things become new, that's the greater work. Jesus never did that when he was here. He had not yet died on the cross and paid the penalty for our sins. That way was not yet made right for people. And so that was, and that is for us, the greater works that we do. But aside from that, he talks about the fact that we should be doing the works. W-O-R-K-S, plural. There are many different kinds of works that we can be involved with in the name of Jesus. Works, plural. The reason I'm going to point that out to you is because we're going to go to a verse in a minute where the verbiage changes just a little bit. All right. So I want you to turn to John chapter 6 and verse 29. I want to show something to you here. Keep what we saw from that passage in mind. John chapter 6. And let's see, where am I going? 26. John chapter 6 and verse 26. Okay. This is a question that people asked Jesus. They said to him in the 28th verse, excuse me, not the 26th, pardon me, 28. They said to Jesus, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God. Notice, that's the question. The works, W-O-R-K-S. Okay, Jesus just said, or later on, you know, you guys can do the works that I do. Okay, so we're all talking about works right now, plural works, all kinds of things. And they asked, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? And the answer, Jesus, verse 29, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work, singular. Notice the difference. This is not the works. He said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Okay? Notice the difference between works, plural, and work, singular. As much as God wants to see us do the works of Jesus, those works are secondary in God's eyes. The primary work, there is a more important work, shall I say it that way? And that is the work of believing on him, using your faith in Jesus as the platform for everything you will ever use your faith for. People are looking for all kinds of answers in all the wrong places, but the people who believe in him, Jesus, the healer, not the doctor, not the HMO, not the whomever out there, the pharmacy people, but Jesus, believing in him, that's the work everything else is built upon. And in the Philippines, when we hold crusades, that's what we are attempting to do with the preaching that we deliver to the people. Okay? What happens is people come to these meetings with baggage, all kinds of baggage. Things they've been taught that were wrong, or things they were never taught, and so they don't know, and so they have all this baggage and all these ideas in their mind that block the flow of God. So what we try to do is get people to a place where they just compartmentalize all that stuff to the left and to the right and zero in and focus on who Jesus is, what he did when he was here, and the things he said about himself and the things he said about us. And when we get through all the other stuff, all the religiosity, all the deception, all the error, and get right down to that, faith becomes very, very easy. And people become very receptive and healing flows. We've seen it so, so many times. And like I said earlier today, if you were here for one of these services, the power of God is present anywhere the work of God is proclaimed. Anywhere the word of God is declared, the power of God is there to back that word up with signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. Amen. And that is our calling card. All right, the works of God. But before the works are consummated, praise God, we have to do the work. And Jesus said, here's the work. You believe in me. Do that, and everything else starts to fall into place. So before we do anything else tonight, settle it in your mind that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything he did then is things he's doing now, all around the world, okay? And you need to know he loves you with all of his heart. He wants you healed. He wants you well. He doesn't want you to be sick. He doesn't want you to be in pain. That's not, you know, religious people, you know, you never know what God's going to do. And God's teaching you things through the cancer. And God's teaching you things through the car crash. And God's teaching you things. He doesn't need any of that to teach us anything. He doesn't need any of that to teach us anything, okay? So, if we come to a place where we are using our faith with eyes focused upon Jesus, the work of God, sending him, then praise God, we're well on our way to positioning ourselves for the healing that we may need from God if, in fact, we have been attacked in that way. And praise the Lord. You know, people have asked me over the years, how is it that it's so easy to see miracles overseas like you see? And I can easily answer that question by simply saying, these people come to the meetings with no baggage. There you go. They haven't been taught anything wrong, so they don't have nothing to unlearn. They just show up, and they don't have the crutch of a health care plan. They don't have the crutch of the HMO. They don't have anything. They have nothing. So they have nothing to lose by just abandoning everything and trusting God. And I want to encourage you tonight to do that. Forget what the doctor said. Forget what the pharmaceutical people tell you. Forget all of that stuff. Just never mind any of that, okay? The power of God, the raw power of God, can do anything that you need done. When we drove in, there's a banner out there with the verse on the banner, Mark 9:23. Jesus made the statement, you know, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. He didn't say all things are possible to every believer. See, we use terms when we don't understand the terms we're using. People who are quote unquote believers many times aren't believing.
He said, all things are possible to him who believes. It's a choice to believe. So I want to encourage you tonight, just never mind what you've heard, never mind the test results, never mind what they said, never mind your family history. Let me say something about family history. We are in the family of God. That's our history. Well, my parents had heart disease and I, never mind any of that. When you got saved, you transferred families. You're in the family of God now. There's no family history here of sickness or disease, just healing and health. That's our family history. Glory to God. Look with me at 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 5 and the 4th verse. For whatever is born of God, or we could say whoever, same thing in the Greek, whoever or whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. This is the key. The victory is not your healing. The victory is the faith that gets you to the healing. If you can get the faith, the healing comes. If you can get rid of all the doubt and all the unbelief and all the garbage you've heard, if you get rid of all that and get right into a place of faith, that's the victory right there. It's coming to a place where you so narrow-mindedly zero in on the statements of God, the promises of God about Jesus and who he is and who he represents and who we are, and in the name of Jesus, whom we represent, then praise God, the healings flow. Amen. Are you listening?
Yes.
You don't need all the other preliminaries and all these other things. By the way, you know, people, doctors, and all of these things, they're fine people, they're doing their best, but you need to remember some things about the medical community and the pharmaceutical industry. It is an industry. It is a for-profit industry, okay? These people don't really want you well. They lose money when you get better. It's a corporation, okay? You need to understand it. And you know, if you look at the news, and not news, but the commercials in between news stories and programs and so forth, all these pharmaceutical advertisements for drugs and sicknesses, we never knew we even had until they told us about it. You know, I don't know about you, but it's a red flag, man, when you got a 60-second commercial and 30 seconds is all the side effects that you might get if you take whatever it is that they're telling you you need to take. I'm not so sure I want to go that route, you know. You know, consult your physician immediately if you happen to notice you're growing horns on top of your head. Telltale sign something is amiss. Praise the Lord. Okay. There are no side effects with Jesus. There are no side effects with God. There's no downside to this. No downside whatsoever. Amen. And it's just as simple as deciding I'm going to trust God. Like the woman in Mark chapter 5, the Bible says she came and touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. And there were hundreds of people all around Jesus, and they were all touching him. But she touched him with the touch of faith. Not the touch of curiosity, not the touch of who is this guy. No, she knew. And she said, I've been bleeding for 12 years with no help from the medical community, but if I touch the hem of his garment, I believe I'm going to be well. And she did, and he did. And praise God, that same Jesus is here tonight. Same Jesus. Same Jesus. I was telling leadership at lunch after the second service, Pastor Luke and Stacy and Dan and Jessica were there, and we were talking, and we shared the story that we referred to as the Spaghetti Boy story in the Philippines, the Spaghetti Boy story. There was a boy who came to our crusade. It was a 7-day crusade. We did this in a city called Dipolog on the island of Mindanao, and it was a 7-day crusade. On the third day of the crusade, this kid showed up, 11 to 12 years old would be my guess, about that old. He didn't walk to the meeting, he crawled. He had no skeletal structure from his hips to his feet. I'd never seen a human being like this. His legs were there, but they had no skeletal structure. They were like noodles, that's why we called him Spaghetti Boy. And he crawled to the meeting. And it was a circular platform, and there was a center set of steps in the front. Thank you. And so we were at the top of the step there, and the people were there, about 300-400 people in the park again, once again, another park setting. And people were coming forward, surging forward for healing, okay? And my wife and I were laying hands on them, you know, and moving them to the sides. And we had exhorters to the left and to the right to exhort people after we laid hands on them for their healing. And people of all manner of sickness and disease were there, of course, and God was moving. It was a marvelous time, okay? So we're praying, and, you know, the Bible talks about the press. So this was a press. People were surging forward and, you know, just surging, and there was no line. It was just chaos. And so we're trying to manage it as best we can. And I look down, and here's this kid propped up on his elbows on the second or third step, looking up at me. He's right down at my feet. And you could, you know, his legs were trailing behind him, you know, on the steps. And he looked up, and God said, put your hands on him and tell him he's healed. So I did. I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Put my hands on him, and we saw nothing, felt nothing, and he felt nothing and saw nothing. And the Lord said, tell him to come back tomorrow. So I said, come back tomorrow. So he said, yes, sir. Didn't question me, didn't, you know, well, why do I have to come back tomorrow? None of that. He said, okay. Didn't say anything else, just said yes, and spun himself around on his rear end and went right back under the crowd, crawling across the ball field. His hands from here, from the tips of his fingers to his elbows, the skin here was nothing but leather, because all of his life he had pulled himself along on the ground. That's how he moved. Dragged himself, hands and elbows like this, pulling himself. I watched him. And people were stepping on him, and it was dusty. There was dust all over the ball field. It was a mess. And there he is at the bottom of this, you know, on his way back to wherever he came from. Comes back on the next day. I'm sorry, he came on the fourth day he came. And then on the fifth day he comes back, second day. And we go through the same procedure again. He's there on the steps propped up, and the Lord said, put your hands on him and tell him in the name of Jesus he's healed. So I did. I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Nothing. Didn't see anything, didn't feel anything. Nah, nothing whatsoever. Him or me. And the Lord said, tell him to come back tomorrow. So I said, come back tomorrow. He said, okay. Spun himself around like he did the day before, and through the crowd he went and crawled across the ball field home to wherever home was. And then the next day, third day now, he comes back. Day number six on the crusade. And there he is on the steps, you know, with his, you know, hands propped up looking up at me. And you know, we prayed for him, and nothing, felt nothing, saw nothing. And God said, tell him to come back tomorrow. So, you know, I mean, by now, I'm even thinking, man, I don't know. You know, you can imagine the thoughts running through your mind, because it's not like this guy can just go to his car, drive home, and come back. You know, for him to go home and come back, it's a major ordeal. Go home and come back tomorrow. So I told him. So he comes back on the seventh day, last day. And there he is, okay? Day number four for him, day number seven for the crusade. And there he is on the steps, and here he, and God says, put your hands on him and tell him in the name of Jesus he's healed. He's going to walk off the stage today. I said, okay, you know, your mind starts spinning. Because we're just, you know, we're people of like precious faith and like precious humanity. You know, you can imagine the thoughts going through your mind. And I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I grabbed him by his, you know, put my hands on his head like this and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Didn't see anything, didn't feel anything, you know. And the Lord said, pick him up. So I picked him up from underneath his arms, you know, picked him up, and his legs were dangling like wet spaghetti noodles. You know, there he is, no visible manifestation of healing of any kind. And the Lord said, put him over on the railing. Put his hands over on the railing and let him go. So my mind is racing through this whole time. You know, I'm just thinking, what in the world, you know, people being people. And I said, all right, you know, picked him up, carried him over the railing. It was around like this, you know, it was a circular railing. Put his hands on the railing and let him go. And he dropped like a sack of potatoes. His arms are up like this, and he's in a heap underneath the railing. And I turned to my exhorters. I said, you guys work with him. He's not leaving today until he walks off this platform. Do you understand me? Because we've got exhorters. We've got people that go with us. These people are trained to exhort. You know, the Bible talks about the ministry of exhortation. And we bring them with us. These people know how to encourage people to believe God. So I turned him over to them, because there's still 300 people that need to be prayed for. It wasn't 30 seconds. I turned back, and Ethel's still waiting there, you know, and I rejoin her to start praying. People start shouting, and I hear these praise the Lords, hallelujah, glory to God, you know, all of this screaming, and I turn around, and the kid's standing. He's got his hands up on the railing, but he's standing. And I mean, his legs are wobbly. You know, he has never walked. He doesn't know what the sensation is to have weight, you know, placed on his feet like that. And he's just, you know, hand over hand walking, you know, his legs are shaking. You know, but the look on that kid's face, you'd think he was an angel from heaven. The glow of God was all over that kid. And he walked off that platform healed in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, the same Jesus is here tonight. Same Jesus. Nothing's changed. The power of God has no expiration date. There's no expiration date on the power of God. In that same service, a boy crippled with polio went up on the stage. His legs were twisted. His feet were not flat on the ground. His legs were twisted. I can't even recreate the way it looked. He looked like pretzels. You know, the legs are all twisted and the feet are turned like this. You know, a polio victim. And we laid hands upon him, and in the name of Jesus, in front of 300 or 400 people, the crutches fell off from under his arms. His feet turned flat down on the ground like that. His legs straightened out, and he walked off the platform healed in the name of Jesus. Yeah. These are the works of God. But it all starts with a decision to let God be great and to let Jesus be Lord of your life. And to realize there is no sickness, no disease, no nothing that Jesus cannot cure. Go back and look, man. We've seen blind people healed. I had a crusade and a 42-year-old lady came. You know, we had a crusade and we prayed a prayer like we're going to pray in just a minute. And she was in the crowd. And we have invitations for people to come forward and tell us what Jesus did for you. So she was the first one up on the stage. This was in the city of Iligan. And she was the first one up. And so I started to interview her. I said, what's your name? She tells me her name. And I said, what did God do for you? She said, I was blind. I said, you were blind? She says, yep, I was blind. Couldn't see. I thought maybe you blurred vision perhaps, you know, because she looked perfectly normal. And there was no running, jumping, anything. She's just very matter of fact about it. She says, I was blind. I said, you were blind? Really? Yeah. I said, totally blind? She says, yes, I have not seen in my life. I was born blind. I'm 42 years old. I have never seen until 5 minutes ago when you prayed. I said, are you really? You know, I was like, well, what? You know, and she said, yeah. I heard about the crusade on the radio, and so I made my way to the crusade site. I asked people where it was, and I went along. Nobody brought me, nobody escorted me, nobody took me here. I made my way here, and I was standing in the back, right over there. And when you said, bow your heads and close your eyes, and you prayed for people, I was listening. I couldn't see you, but I was listening. And when you were praying and telling people to be healed in the name of Jesus, somebody put their fingers on my eyes. And she demonstrates. Somebody put their fingers on my eyes like this. And when they took their fingers off my eyes and I opened my eyes, I could see. I said, did anybody bring you? She said, nope, I came by myself. I said, where were you standing when your eyes were open? She said, right over there. So I said, did any of you people right over there, did any of you touch her, place your fingers on her eyes like she just demonstrated? They said, no, we don't know her. We had our eyes closed and our heads bowed like everybody else. We were praying along with you. So I turned back to her. I said, you said that someone put their fingers on your eyes, and when they took their fingers away and you opened your eyes, you were healed? She said, that's right. I said, are you sure? Because they said they didn't do it. Did you do it to yourself? She said, no, it wasn't me. I said, well, how do you explain that? She says, I don't know, but one thing I know, I was blind, and now I see. I said, well, praise the Lord, you know. She got mad at me. Because I really wanted to press this. I wanted to make sure she's not just coming up with something here. I said, are you sure? She said, she got mad at me. She said, listen, mister, I was born blind. I know when someone puts their fingers on my eyes. Somebody put their fingers on my eyes. I said, okay, I believe you. And so she walked off the stage healed in the name of Jesus. These are the things that happen. Amen. These are the things that happen. And I believe these are the things that will happen tonight. Here. Here. See, in America, people come to service with baggage. American baggage. American religious baggage. But a lot of these people I'm talking about, they've got no recourse but to trust God. They've got no other options. They don't have any money for hospital bills. They don't have any money for an HMO. They don't have any money for any of that. So it's believe God or die. And no one's told them that God doesn't love them. No one's told them that the power's not available. So they just believe God. So I want to encourage you tonight. Believe God. It's a choice. Amen? the doctor's a nice person, but never mind what that doctor says. Listen, the doctor, whomever this person may be, is practicing medicine. And they're practicing on you. You know? Doctors practice medicine. Lawyers practice law. Jesus doesn't practice anything. He does what he does, and it's right the first time through. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We could go on and on, man. There's verses all over the Bible. We could be here for hours. But trust God right now. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to clear your head of all the garbage you've been listening to or has been told to you about your condition. If you're here for healing, about your condition, about the family history, about the terminal nature of your disease and all this, okay? And I want you to address the spirit of fear. Do not let the spirit of fear have any more place in your mind about the condition you're dealing with, okay? God has promised us 70 or 80 years, and we need to be here, and he needs for us to be here because the Great Commission requires healthy bodies, okay? You cannot go into all the world if you're sick. You cannot go into all the world and help God win souls if you're bedridden. So sickness and disease is a direct attack by the enemy to shut down the ability of the body of Christ to fulfill the Great Commission. That's all that God wants, is to see souls saved, and you can't reach him if you're in some bed somewhere, unable to get up, unable to pay your bills and all of this. So right now, I want you to just decide, you know what? Jesus Christ is my Lord and he is my healer. And I'm going to receive my healing tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I'm feeling in my heart right now, people here have been diagnosed with heart disease. And if I'm speaking directly to you, I want you to know God's power is healing your heart. And whatever it is that the doctors have told you, that is going to be reversed the next time you see this particular person who told you you've got a sick heart. Praise God. Also, cancer, cancerous diseases, forget it. The power of God is present, and it will kill any cancer cells in your body. Because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death. Cancer cannot survive in the body of a Christian who believes and trusts God. That's what I believe. And we've seen people prayed for and they've been healed from these things. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight for the power that is present to bring healing to people in this building. Thank you, Father. Over and over in the Word of God, you demonstrate your willingness to heal and your ability to do so. And people here tonight have come because either they're sick or they know someone who might be, or they just want to learn about how to flow in the power to bring healing to people. So here we are, Lord. We're here and we're ready to receive. And Lord, we thank you for your power present to heal. We want to praise you for this. Yes, Lord, I'll tell them that. Praise God. Good idea. Listen, the power that runs the lights, runs the audio video system, all of that power runs through the lines, and it's always current, it's always present, it's always available. All you got to do is turn on the switch or plug it in and off it goes. It starts to run, it starts to play, it starts to do what it was designed to do when the power connection is made. Your hands are the power connections, okay? Hands represent authority, and hands are conduits. The Bible says lay hands on people, okay? Now, I'm not going to lay hands upon you tonight, but you're going to lay hands on yourself tonight, okay? You have hands, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to pray, and you take your hand, and you put it on your body where you need God's help, okay? You do this for yourself. Sometimes we have healing lines where I lay hands on people, and that's fine, but that's not what he's telling me to do tonight. He wants you to do it because he wants you to know that it's your hands as much as mine that can bring healing to your body, because the Holy Spirit lives in you just as much as he lives in me. Is that not true? Is he not living in you? If you're born again, he is. Amen. All of the power of heaven is residing inside of you right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And all these wonderful testimonies we've seen overseas, all of this can be reproduced here tonight. God's not limited by culture. He's not limited by nationalities. He's only limited by unbelief. So let's make sure we clear our minds of all that we've heard and all the fears and all the lies. And by the way, you need to know that when the devil sits on your shoulder and whispers to you that you're going to die or that you're going to stay sick, you need to remember he's a liar. He's the father of lies. Therefore, anything he tells you, believe the opposite. See, he'll always hang himself if you give him enough rope. Okay? When he tells you you're going to die, that means you're not, because he's a liar. He's just trying to get you to a place where you won't trust God. All right. I want you to close your eyes, bow your heads, and take your hand. Put it where you need God to move. Head, chest, legs, wherever you need it. Right now. In the name of Jesus, I command the power of God to flow in this building, in the bodies of every soul in this room who has faith to believe that nothing is impossible for they who choose to believe. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over spirits of infirmity, spirits of sickness and disease, lying spirits, tormenting spirits, and we rebuke you in the name of Jesus and cancel your assignments against the body of Christ here present tonight. Every soul in this place, under the sound of my voice, the healing power of God flows in their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. And you take your hands off these people because they belong to God and they don't belong to you. So back off in Jesus' name. We are trusting God and you have no authority to remain. So withdraw in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father, for the power that flows in the room this evening. Thank you, Father, for the power that flows in the bodies of every person under the sound of my voice. Sickness has to go. Disease has to leave. Dead cells have to depart. Anything, tumors have to dissolve from the roots. They're dead. We declare it thus and so in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that we'll have testimony after testimony of people who are receiving the power right now in their bodies. And they're going to walk away from here healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's put our hands up in the air and praise God. You believe he did it? You believe he did it? I believe he did it. I believe he did it. I mean, listen, if your football team wins, you know, you run, you jump, you dance, you run around the parking lot. Okay, what about, how about if God brings healing to your body free of charge? Glory to God. No deductible, no payment, no side effects, nothing. Just healing. Glory to God. Just healing. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you tonight. Healing is such a blessing. Oh, my God. You know, we take it for granted when we're not sick, but when you're sick, you know how precious healing is. I know. I've been there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you that by your stripes we were healed. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord, that everybody here in this building has reached out in faith to believe your promises and to believe your word. And we believe that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And I thank you, Father, that we're going to hear testimony after testimony after testimony in this place in the coming weeks in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. One more thing to share before I turn service back over to Pastor Luke. You know, this stuff doesn't take a lot of time. You know, it doesn't take a lot of time to believe God. It's just a choice. You can get out of unbelief just this quick when you choose to say, I'm laying all that aside. I'm going to trust God. You know, in our crusades, our whole crusade service lasts 45 minutes to 60 minutes tops. Crusade service, salvation, and healings. 45 to 60 minutes. You don't have to hang around for hours. Praise God. The power's already here. Just plug in. Turn it on. And you do that with the decision to trust God with your faith. Remember the story I told you about Spaghetti Boy? He came 4 days in a row. He didn't get healed on the first day, the second day, or the third day. And I've thought about this for years. What if he had quit? What if he had gone home after the first day and said, you know what, this isn't working, no, faith doesn't work. I went there, he prayed for me, I didn't get anything. What would happen if he had done that on the second day or the third day? He'd still be crawling today. Don't get impatient with the manifestation. I believe every person in this building got healed when we prayed a minute ago. I believe the power of God is flowing in your body tonight in the name of Jesus. And what you need to say is the same thing. I believe I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Well, you don't look any better. Who cares how I look? I believe I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. I'm sure the Spaghetti Boy didn't feel healed for the first 3 days, but he walked off that stage on the fourth day. Amen. Don't quit on God. Don't give up on God. The power of God's working inside of you. Some people get it right away, and some people get it a week later, or a day later, or a little bit of time later. But Don't back away from your discussion and your declaration of faith. Don't do that. Don't listen to people. Just listen to God. He said that by my stripes you were healed, and if you were, you are. Were means are. Amen. Amen. Listen. God needs all hands on deck in these last days. He needs healthy people. He needs healthy people. Sick people can't go obey the Great Commission. That's the main reason why he wants us all well, because souls need to be reached, and you can't reach them when you're sick. Aside from the fact that sickness is a terrible plight and blight upon humanity, and it was never intended by God to begin with. It's a work of the enemy. It's a work of the devil. So let's purpose in our heart. We're going to leave here with a fresh approach to the condition I came in here with. I believe I'm leaving it here in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to pick it back up. Amen. That doesn't mean go home and throw out your medicine. Don't get foolish on God. Just take it all. You're going to wake up one day and you won't need it. Okay? But in the meantime, don't go off and do something foolish. Just continue to praise and proclaim your faith. Trust God. Amen. If you got it tonight, praise the Lord. If you don't feel it tonight, it's still okay, because the power of God works. Just remember Spaghetti Boy. Whenever it comes time you start to doubt, just remember old Spaghetti Boy from the Philippines. Okay? He's walking around somewhere today, because he held on for 3-4 days and didn't quit and didn't give up on God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that everybody here tonight will be in a place where they can be as free to move and as free to obey you physically as possible, because healing and health has come to them once and for all in their bodies. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity we've all had to explore your word and to be reminded once again that the power of God is the confirmation of the gospel. We want to thank you for this, that our faith, Father, is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power of God. And we want to thank you for this here these last days, Father, that our calling card and our finest witnessing tool is the power of God manifested in our lives. We praise and we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How many believe they're healed if you came and you were sick? Excellent. That's what we want. I believe it. Pastor Luke believes it. Pastor Stacy believes it. We believe it. And praise God. The devil's on the run. Amen. Old split foot can't do anything about it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Praise God. Did this help anybody tonight? It doesn't take long. It just, you know, sometimes you just need to direct people in the right direction. So praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor?
Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise for Apostle Mike. I wanted to share this real quick, because, you know, we didn't know what tonight would be like. You know, we've had healing services before, and we've had people come who have ministered healing in various different ways, and maybe you've seen some things on TV and you might have had some expectations. And as we were even trying to plan tonight with the ushers, and what would it be like, would there be lines, and would there be this or would there be that, or would there be prophecies and this and that, and we just kind of said, let's just let the Spirit of God move and lead in whatever it would be. And as we were praying today, I feel that I wanted to share before we leave, and I've got our team up here, we're going to sing a song and just worship God. But there's a story, I believe it's in 2 Kings, of a man by the name of Naaman who was diagnosed with leprosy, and he came with expectations to a great man of God for healing. And this great man of God just said, go wash in this river 7 times. And Naaman was so mad about that. He said, the Jordan River is a dirty river. The rivers in my city are cleaner. They're better. They're more glorious. Why did I come all this way and all this journey for something as simple as that? And he left in a big tiff, and he left in a big upset. And the prophet Elijah's servant came to him and said, if he would have told you to do something crazy, if he would have told you to do something magnificent, if he would have told you to do something supernatural and super out of this world, to give all of your money and to change all of your clothes or do whatever it might have been, you would have done that, because you came with that kind of expectancy. And if that's the case, why wouldn't you just go get in the river? And Naaman did it. He went. And Mike was talking about the big Eddie boy. He did it. And he went and came out. Nothing. Did it and he went and came out. Nothing. He did it and he went and he came out. And nothing. And he did it and he went and he came out again. Nothing. And he did it and he went and he came out. Nothing. And then on the 7th time, in the dirty river Jordan, I've been there. It's dirty. You don't see much through it. In the 7th time, he went into that river. And he came out completely healed by God. And sometimes we have this expectancy in our minds of what it's going to look like. And God says, I don't work the way you think I'm going to work. I work the way I work. And nobody tells God how God works. God tells us how he works. And I know this, that the power of God, like Mike taught us tonight, the power of God is present. The power of God is real. The power of God is supernatural. And if you've got Jesus, the power of God is in you. And all you and I need to do, like Naaman, if you didn't catch it tonight, if you didn't feel it tonight, that you need to go and you need to profess that. You need to speak that. You need to believe that the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day. Why? Because I believe the power of God is real and in present. And I know that tonight there are people in this place who have received miraculous manifestations of healing. If you've been healed already tonight, you can feel it. You can sense it in your spirit. You can feel it in your body. Wave at me. If that's you in this place, you say, I feel it already. God's doing something. I got to say, Tony, come here. Because I just believe that faith begats faith. And my friend Antonio, I heard him weeping as we were crying, Mike. And you've had how many surgeries on your shoulder? On your? Well, I'll give you this. Well, I'm going to hold it. Tell me about your shoulder.
Well, I've had, I've dislocated it. I've had a surgery, went wrong. Between the two shoulders, I've had three total surgeries.
What happened? Because I could hear you. I was listening to you breathe during the prayer. What was happening?
Well, Apostle Mike said, you know, lay hands on where it hurts. Both my shoulders have been acting up, especially in the cold. Every night I'm sleeping with pain, waking up to pain, and I just started to sense this heat in my shoulder, and you know, I started weeping. I just felt the touch of God, and I sensed that I was being healed, and I felt the Spirit was like, tell Pastor Luke, saying, you know, just speak that faith. And I leaned over. I was like, man, I'm healed. And as soon as I said that, just speaking that faith out loud, when I said it to you audibly, I just released the healing. And, you know, and I just know I'm healed. It's continuing to happen in Jesus' name by the power.
But you feel it and you feel it?
It's just already the rotation. It just, I know it. Amen. I'm healed.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, we were talking about healing crusades with Mike, and earlier, Stacy and I were on one, and he was talking about the American baggage. And I remember we were in Peru, and we were on a crusade and a healing crusade, and they told us, they said, you need to ask people, do you believe that Jesus Christ can heal you? Do you believe it? And, you know, some people would come and be like, you know, I'm sure he could, and I hope so. We just ask them, look them in the face, do you believe that Jesus Christ can heal you today? Yeah, I do. And then we pray right over it. And it's like they'd open their eyes. And literally, I remember standing there and seeing cataracts when they closed their eyes. You could see the color in their eyes were gone. And then they'd open their eyes and their eye was clear. And they just step back. And it's exactly that, church. Do you believe that Jesus Christ can heal you today? I believe the Spirit of God, like Antonio, who God said, say something to share the faith. I believe that there are people all across this place tonight who have received their healing, and you, there are many of us in this place tonight that are standing in faith for healing, and you believe it, you receive it by faith tonight in Jesus' name. You continue to operate in faith, and I'll tell you what, God is faithful and true. Let's believe in healing. We're going to worship, and I just want to take this time. Can we do this? Can we just stand to our feet? Can we take a couple of moments to thank God and to go before God in worship tonight, and let's just glorify the name of Jesus. If you're reaching out for your healing, reach out tonight as we sing and as we praise, and let's go before God, and let's let the Spirit and the presence of God move in our hearts and move in our lives tonight in this place.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.